Fall 1797. William Wiley scanned the fort's largest room once more, hoping to set his eyes on Kelly. He was certain she would come. The crowded, noisy room, constructed of sturdy pine logs, contained Boonesboro's leading citizens, including its mayor, director of the land office, members of the militia, Judge Webb, and Kentucky's most famous son, Daniel Boone. A number of people stood gathered around Colonel Boone, including William's oldest brother, Sam, and their adopted Scots brother, Bear, by far the largest man in the room. William's eyes halted, but his heartbeat quickened when he finally spotted Kelly. She stood frozen in the doorway for a moment, the bright sun behind her outlining her shapely silhouette. Radiant and smiling tentatively, she walked in with stiff dignity, escorted by her employer. William's eyes weren't the only ones taking notice. He saw many of the men in attendance glance toward Kelly, her beauty turning heads all over the room. The temptation to race over to her before some other man did flew into his head, but he held himself back. He had forced himself to take this one slowly, and he would continue to do so. At least until he knew for a certainty that Kelly was prepared for a man's attentions. Admittedly, he often behaved impulsively, and sometimes even acted in a ready-fire-aim manner. And he never did anything slowly, especially when it came to relationships with females. He often found himself enamored with a woman on the spur of the moment, and then, just as spontaneously, he would become besotted with another. With few exceptions, he found most women charming and many downright bewitching. But none of them compared favorably to Kelly. This was far too important to rush. He needed to treat Kelly carefully. He had to give her ample time to heal and become the woman he knew she was. In the meantime, he would be certain no one else hurt her ever again. For weeks he had left her alone, giving her mind time to mend itself. But with each day that passed, he found that simple task more burdensome. From time to time he would see her in town for a moment or two and have a chance to exchange a few words. He had savored every minute with her, but those moments were rare, and they left him wanting more. What he wanted to do was wrap his arms around her, to protect her forever, to cover those soft pink lips with his, to cherish her in a way he had never felt toward any woman ever before. He wanted to treat her gently, to show her that what happens between a man and a woman should be soft and tender and passionate. Was she ready yet? He observed her for a few moments before approaching her. She stood off by herself, almost in the corner of the room, twisting her hands and shifting her slight weight from side to side. Her big eyes, so blue they appeared violet, darted from person to person around the room, and then widened when she caught sight of him. Mr. Wolfe had told William recently that Kelly worried him because she showed signs of fretfulness and seemed to be growing increasingly ill at ease. Wolfe was hoping that William could help him figure out what might be wrong. William had not revealed the probable reason for her nervousness, nor would he ever. Unable to hold himself back any longer, he swiftly crossed the crowded room to make his way to her. "Thank you for coming to my swearing-in ceremony, Kelly," he said when he reached her. He put his hand on her shoulder in a possessive gesture and let it rest there a moment.
"Mr. Wolfe gave me the afternoon off. He knows how close I am to your family," Kelly said, a slight tremor in her voice. "And he escorted me here."
Her eyes darted around the room.
"There he is over there."
She pointed to the portly, balding fellow, a land speculator and one of Boonesboro's wealthiest and most respected citizens. William knew him well. As she pointed, William noticed her hand trembling ever so slightly. He'd never seen that before. "Then I must thank him for that kindness later," he said. "And I hope you will join me afterwards for the cake and coffee social. I'm supposed to meet even more of Boonesboro's fine citizenry. I'll never remember all their names."
"Of course. It's not every day that a man is officially sworn in as the sheriff of a town. Even though you've been serving as the sheriff for these past few weeks, this is quite an honor, William."
"I am honored. I just hope I'll be able to live up to everyone's expectations, especially those of Judge Webb," he said, raising his brows. Kelly grinned slightly, and it delighted William's heart. He wished he could see her smile more often. It felt like warm sunshine on his face.
"The judge undoubtedly thinks a lot of you since he appointed you acting sheriff until you could be elected. When you defended your brothers against those vile murderers, you must have..."